rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music.
1960. The scandals involving disc jockeys nationwide continued. Men and companies who were known as distributors and promotion men, the men who actually brought the records around to radio stations, were not immune either. Honesty hit the industry. Radio station general managers and owners clamped down for fear of losing their licenses. When a record was played in 1960, it wasn't hyped, it wasn't paid for, and it usually got played because some honest music director thought it merited play. Payola was the household word of the day. Even Congress got in on the action when they wrote legislation banning this type of activity. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960. ...1960 music was varied. Country and Western still maintained its lingering stronghold. Marty Robbins was back.
On the bank.
Jack Scott.
Of the river.
Johnny Preston.
Stood running back.
Instrumentals, for the first time, stood out on the charts as major hits. Theme from A Summer Place. Walk, Don't Run. Percy Faith, for the most part, did the good music-type instrumentals, and a group named The Ventures saw their star rise as they performed rock-type instrumentals. The true story of a German battleship hunted down and destroyed in 1941 by the British was the subject of a major hit, The Sinking of the Bismarck, by country and western star Johnny Horton. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1960. A tiny package of vocal dynamite, bathed in the spotlight of the Grand Ole Opry, became an instant smash on the pop charts that year. A fame that was to carry her through present day. The girl, Brenda Lee. The song... Another seed was being sown. Bubblegum music had never been heard of. In fact, that year had its first bubblegum hit, but no one then referred to it as bubblegum music. It wasn't until 1968 that people began to realize that the first original bubblegum song was... Time was marching on, and changes were in the wind.